You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Drummond Elementary Christmas store is looking for new and gently used items to add to their store. Again, these will be gifts for parents, grandparents, teen boys and girls, and kids. You can also make cash donations. Please bring over new and very gently used items to the school. All donations are due by December 3rd. For questions, call Lori Gufteson at 715-580-0192. Again, this is for the Drummond Elementary Christmas store. It's an opportunity for elementary students to be able to buy things at a less expensive price for their parents, grandparents, and siblings. Again, the Drummond Elementary Christmas store is now accepting very new or gently used items to donate, and all donations are accepted. Samaritan's Purse, the Christmas Child, Operation Christmas Child project, is in full swing. Boxes can be picked up at the Hayward Wesleyan Church between 8:30 and 4 o'clock. Drop-off starts Monday, November 17th at 9:30. Again, Operation Christmas Child shoe boxes are available at the Hayward Wesleyan Church for pickup and then drop-off on the 17th starting at 9:30. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is opening up at 9 o'clock this morning. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63. Food distribution is every Monday morning and the first Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. For more details, visit haywardfoodshelf.net and click on the button that says Need Food. Again, Hayward Community Food Shelf opening up at 9 o'clock this morning. Smart Moves dance classes happening at 10 o'clock. This is at the Cable Community Center. Based on dance for Parkinson's techniques, these classes are for people with mobility challenges. Movements are adapted for seated and standing, stretch and strengthening are with a variety of music. Again, Smart Moves dance starting at 10 o'clock at the Cable Community Center. The LCL University is sponsoring an education seminar on medical cannabis for mental awareness today, starting at 10 o'clock. This will be at the University Auditorium. Again, that's an educational seminar presented by the Lacouture Ojibwe University today at noon, and the topic is medical cannabis for mental awareness. Super Seniors starting at 11 o'clock. This will be at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street in Hayward. This is only a $2 class, and it's 45 minutes long, geared to those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and having fun. Again, at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, at 11 o'clock, Super Senior Classes. Tween Club will be meeting at the Hayward Library today at 3:30 until 4:30. This is ages 9 to 12. And today they're going to be doing a scavenger hunt. So again, Tween Club at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 State Highway 2777 in Hayward. It's a scavenger hunt for the tweens of our community. Rhythmic Move Dance is happening at the Cable Community Center, starting at 4 o'clock. Again, this is Rhythmic Moves Dance. Explore brain-compatible dance movement exercises, including floor work for balance, combination steps based on ballet, jazz, tap, improvisational, and choreography. No dance training is needed, and keep an open mind and a fun spirit. Again, Rhythmic Moves Dance being presented at 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center. Hayward High School is celebrating Veterans Day on November 10th at 7 o'clock with a choir concert. Again, Veterans Day choir concert tonight at 7 o'clock at the Hayward High School, honoring all of our veterans. And then tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock, there is a Veterans Day program at the Hayward Intermediate School, starting at 9 o'clock. This will be to honor the country's veterans with our Intermediate School Veterans Day program, again, starting at 9 a.m. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock. They are located and operate out of the Spider Lake Youth Center Church in Hayward. This is located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats and produce and canned good items available. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Again, Northwoods Community Food Shelf, operating out of the Spider Lake Church Youth Campus here in Hayward, starting at 10 o'clock. Marketplace Food would like to invite all active duty, National Guard, Reserve, former military, and retired military members. You can be their guest at Marketplace Foods for a chicken dinner starting at 11 o'clock until 7. Again, this is a great opportunity for our veterans to get some free food at Marketplace Foods. You get two pieces of fried or grilled chicken, two sides, a dinner roll, and a beverage. Dine in or grab to go is available. Again, Marketplace Food, celebrating Veterans Day tomorrow from 11 until 7 with a free chicken dinner. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We'll be back with Pat Kreitlow shortly on WBZH, The Buzz of the North. Gray here with you once again with Rachel. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday, world.
I have a topic pick today. You didn't ask. I didn't tell you. I'm ready to rock. I've got a phrase I'm going to throw at you because I think it's something that you and I need to do this year. And I think a lot of people will agree that they will, too.
Okay.
I want to discuss ideas on the fly without telling you that this is what we're doing for putting the win in winter.
What?
Seriously. I saw one of our friends posted on Snapchat yesterday that they got one of those sunshine lights.
Oh, yes.
Yep, and you probably...
I targeted, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. I was going to say, I think you know which friend. This was just yesterday. And I had the thought, you know, I just recently started taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
And the main thing that prompted it was knowing about vitamin D and the sunlight interaction there. And so I did it for SAD, for seasonal affective disorder, which I haven't been necessarily diagnosed with, but hey, the average human person can spot patterns sometimes, so I'm confident in calling it that. But
yeah.
Doctor's not told me that. Sorry if that's a bugaboo. But that said,
any diagnosis is valid.
Well, yeah. That said, there's also reasonable arguments where people don't expect them. So
yes.
I never want to speak in absolutes or pretend I know more than I do. But it's a pretty clear pattern, and if only because I go outside less because I don't like the cold. You know, it might not actually be true seasonal affective disorder, but I can sure tell you that functionally it at least aligns with the same timing. So for that reason, if no other, I thought, hey, I know I'm probably deficient on vitamin D. Let's get that corrected. But what strikes you as the first thing that makes winter a positive experience? What makes winter better for you? What do you enjoy about winter?
I mean, you kind of know part of my answers here, like my birthday. Like,
I know these answers. Yes. I'm pretending I don't so that these people can enjoy your answer.
So my birthday is within the colder months. It's at the end of this month, actually.
It is this month. We're like 3 weeks away from your birthday. Less than that, matter of fact.
But not only is it my golden this year, that's extra exciting. So I already feel like I have like extra glimmers thrown in there. But
you're so lucky.
Yes, I know. I'm conscious and very cognizant of what's going on.
I love that you get your golden birthday at that age. I think there's an argument for maybe early 20s. I mean, nobody should be born on the 21st of any month. That's just, that is several accidents waiting to happen a couple decades down the line. But
But on top of that, I love the snow. I know you're not with me on that, but I really love skiing and things like winter activities that even if I haven't partaken in them as much in the past couple of years, I love them.
And we've discussed the topic. Actually, I think we might have touched on it before, but do you want to very briefly tell the story of how our last skiing experience went awry?
I don't.
We absolutely have to because that was very cute. So we did not dress appropriately. Just like we talked about, you are much more comfortable in the cold. And while we needed snow gear for skiing, we only had gear that was much heavier, not only than you needed, but than you could comfortably use. Because we waited until the spring almost, so it was a warmer day in general. It wasn't windy, it was sunny, but not that winter kind of sunny where it can almost be colder sometimes. It was spring sunny, and just a colder spring day, which was too hot for skiing. So you and I went to the lodge, not long into it. I think we went down two or three hills, maybe two.
I like to think it was more than that.
No, it was more than that. Yeah. It was. I think we went down three or four. And then we went back because you were overheated and it was starting to cause some panic things. Mm-hmm. And in the process of kind of shedding the winter gear to get down to normal clothes and get comfortable, you dropped a ski boot on your toe.
Yes.
And you didn't tell me, hey, we can't continue. You weren't using words.
No, hurt.
You were making sounds, a lot of them, loud ones.
So yeah,
it's funny. It's funny with time.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not funny at all in the moment. And I had one of those moments where I had a moment of initiative. Not the positive kind necessarily.
Yes.
It was that clarity of recognition that comes from a tragedy happening nearby, specifically to somebody who isn't you. And oftentimes I find it's with a loved one. Like if something bad happens to a loved one, there's kind of a clarity of mind that can happen with an adrenaline rush if that's involved. This wasn't an adrenaline rush, but for some reason I just saw it and I thought, okay, we're done. We're not skiing again today. And that was absolutely the right call because
it couldn't have happened.
I mean, I don't want to paint any grisly pictures. You got off pretty well as far as your digits were concerned.
Yeah, I didn't lose any.
I mean, well, that ski boot landed only on the nail of your toe, right? Like one, like it was
smack.
It was the worst case scenario for dropping a ski boot on your toe, and you took it like a champ. But yeah, there's
screaming, crying.
I just, you know what? Okay. Could there have been improvements? Sure. We'll all think of that. That's not even the way to look at it. But you know what I think of is when I smashed my finger in that door a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We were going to Ren Faire right near the end of Ren Faire's viability for my taste for the cold. And the day before we were set to go, I was leaving work, which I do before you because I get here first. And in closing the door behind me, I swung my hand around my back to catch the door so that it didn't slam. And I definitely stopped it from slamming because I let it slam on one finger. And I got off pretty well too, but I thought I was toast. I thought I was going to lose that. That hurt so much more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
So I think if you were feeling, you had to be doing worse than I was at that point. I imagine that ski boot had to be worse just because of the angle. But that was our last skiing experience. And if you remember...
And our only.
If you remember, this conversation started with putting the win in winter.
Yeah, and we're just...
circled around to when we didn't. That said, skiing is absolutely one of those top-notch activities. I want to find more things for us to enjoy outdoors. You know why? Because I got good snow pants and a bunch of long johns and some decent boots, and I can survive. It's easier for me to dress up. Than it is for you to wait 6 months for a proper season. We'll discuss similar things later this hour. We're coming back to it on WBZH, The Buzz of the North. We're interrupting Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Gray. She's Rachel. And we're back on WBZH, The Buzz of the North. Gray here with you, with Rachel once again. And the topic today, putting the win in winter, which between the breaks, Rachel, you told me that you worried at first I was going to rope you into talking about sports.
Like, you know.
Yes, I do. And you know who I am, which is the sports guy. So I was going to argue that back, but that feeds into your argument. I am absolutely the sports guy, but I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to never talk about sports, I don't think. I can think of some immediately pretty fun ideas that I think you would enjoy where I kind of surprise you with that kind of topic, but nah, I'd have to force that in the moment. All right. And for the next 5 minutes, it's gonna be me thinking about how to do that to you. No, we're talking putting the win in winter. How to make the best of a season that some people just generally feel a little worse simply because of I said that twice. Mm-hmm. That was a stutter. Simply because of how nature has adjusted, how much further we are from the sun, which means less sunlight, which means less warmth in the air, and things that matter more than it feels like they maybe should. And you just end up in that slump, and spring just hits like a breath of fresh air, literally and figuratively. You mentioned something, though, that you thought of that is something that you can derive a little bit of enjoyment from. What was that?
Yeah, so I just placed an order for this. It's an electric fireplace that has it's an insert that goes into a mantle around it.
Yeah, it's basically a flat pack mantle that I'm going to have to build. And then part of that will be a fake fireplace insert that's basically a space heater.
Yes.
Which we know we like those because we were fortunate when we moved into the house we're in, it had one kind of laying around, which has since become non-functional.
And my grandma had one. I adored it.
It's one of those things that can be a major upgrade to a space. Like, yeah, if you want a fireplace, you don't necessarily need a chimney. I mean, if you want the feeling of a fireplace,
yes.
I should say. If you want a fireplace, don't just go knocking holes in your wall. I am not a contractor. This is not legal advice. Don't quote me or sue me, please.
All right.
The opinions shared within this segment are not the opinions of Civic Media or any of its affiliates. Thank you. weirdest coverage ever. That's the Civic General Counsel, Maggie Dawn. If you haven't caught the Maggie Dawn show, by the way, she's probably rolling her eyes right out at me right now. But Maggie, I appreciate you. Okay. Are you kidding me right now? That's absolutely now what this segment is about. Rachel just looked over at me and, like a magician, pulled a sock out of her sleeve. You cannot make this stuff up. You just and you looked at me with this, do you understand, kind of look. You looked at me like a kid with a scuffed knee. Like, I'm in pain. I need you to deal with this. And there was kind of a concern about what you were holding, but it was more about how I felt about it. Wow.
Yeah. So that happened.
Would you like to explain yourself?
No, I can't.
That's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. If you've never had a sock show up in the leg of your pants or the I don't think I've had it happen in a sleeve, though. I think it's pretty hard for it to get there.
I thought I would notice more directly, too.
No, that's absolutely funny. Every piece of clothing involved in this story is clean, as is the story itself. But no, she just pulled it out like a rabbit out from the hat. But no, if you want to enjoy the effect of a fireplace, it's pretty doable. It's kind of that $150 mark.
Yeah.
We kind of had a false start where we tried a different one that was just kind of a freestanding fake fireplace thing.
It was too small.
Almost
dog
like
and
a fake
cat would
wood
have attacked.
Stove. Right. And you intend to decorate the top of it, which means we've got to keep it at a certain height. The cat's going to jump on top. So we're still going to have to factor that in. But frankly, it's Toby's tail. It's the dog's tail. Yeah, there's weird decoration standards come with pets. Oh, boy. And I'm suddenly thinking about how Lou undecorated part of our bedroom yesterday when you...
Just airing all my dirty laundry.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. Rachel accidentally shut the cat in the bedroom. He slept in there all day. I'm not... He, like, yes, he sounded quite frantic, and I'm sure he did have to use the bathroom pretty badly, but he was only actually in there for, what, 7 hours?
Yeah.
Something like that, so not too terrible. And that's a cat sleep 18 hours a day, 16, mm-hmm. 14 to 16 to 18. I've heard a couple different numbers, but yeah, no, he cheered me out his head off when we got home though. And then, played very upset.
Yeah,
I know that guy well enough to know that he wasn't really that bothered, and he sure leveraged some pets out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you very doubly mm-hmm. carefully checked this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. What else puts the win in winter, Rachel? What tickles you about winter? Is it literally the cold itself that it's more comfortable outside?
Well,
or?
Yes, but not necessarily. I think it harkens into, like, bringing a lot of the crafts and stuff out more, too. Like, baking and even more skillful.
Oh, okay. Because of the associated activities?
Yeah. Like, if you're going to spend more time indoors, then make good use of it and make things.
Perler beads. Mean, that's something that I've fallen out of, not necessarily by accident either. I didn't expect to just keep pushing through it. We went to a music festival, so I made a bunch of random characters to hand out to people and stuff like that. And I knew that if I just kept carrying on, I'd probably reach an oversaturation point. Mm-hmm. And so I've held off, and I thought, that's a perfect cold weather craft. Mm-hmm. Get to huddle over an iron and pretend I'm not cold. Yeah. Long johns and good snow pants. Catch your local Walmart in the spring when they're getting rid of their snow pants, and you can get them for like $10. And oh my goodness, a good pair of snow pants that aren't bibs, just pants.
Yeah.
You know, like all the cool snowboarders have, they're cheap these days. You can get them pretty, even if they are full price, I think they're only about like, what, $30-$40.
Maybe, yeah.
People don't have that laying around. But the nice thing is on those cheapest ones will last forever. They're made out of pure nylon and acrylic. So there are better ones out there, but they'll keep you way warmer than none at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff where the worst of it is not much better than not having one, but mm-hmm. snow pants are not that. You keep mm-hmm. the wind out. It's fantastic. And this speaks to what we had a conversation about earlier in this hour, snow gear that is perfectly effective. We'll be planning a lot more carefully this year for skiing so we can maximize the win in winter. It was a weird one. I threw it at you like a curveball. You swung hard without hesitation, and you knocked it out of the park. Rachel, thank you so much for hanging out with
thank
me again
you.
Today. We'll be back here next week. We're looking at some updates to how we're doing things here, and you may hear this rolled up into a whole podcast with what Mark Lundeen has been talking about. Oh, yeah, good stuff to come. Keep your eye on the ball by going to the website, wbzh.fm. Find that, and it's kind of linked to our sister station, too, whsm.com. If you look at the top, you can click those as tabs. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Gray. She's Rachel.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me today is Don Posh of Indigo, and you are a mobility expert. But part of the thing about mobility, we think about mobility being something physical, because, you know, if we can't walk and we can walk, now we got mobility. If we can't use our hands, we're not very mobile, but now that we can use our hands or have tools to do that, we have some freedoms mobility-wise. But psychologically, emotionally, our brain needs to have some of that mobility, because as we get older, we use less of our brain. Sometimes our brain cell, of course, I had a lot of brain cells that died back in the 70s.
Oh, I think a lot of us went through that.
But what I have left, you know, things start to shut down a little bit. And we've discovered, not we, but you and I, but society, the professors and whoever, thought there's a connection between the brain and music. And it brings out a lot of different things in different people. Talk a little bit about music and brains, and tell me a little bit what you have.
You know, basically, if you look at how we learn language to begin with, the beginning is you're laying in the crib and music is playing in the little mobile that's above your crib. Yeah. And then from there, we learn from nursery rhymes because there's that rhythm, there's that repetitiveness, and that begins to teach language. And then you learn your ABCs. You don't just say A, B, C. You sing it
in your
and
head.
And singing, that's how language begins to form.
Yeah, you're right. Everything that we did when we were infants revolved around music because it was a pacifying element in our lives. Our parents used it to pacify us so that we weren't crying or being, and moving things.
And then when you say that, it reminds me of elevator music. And why was elevator music invented? It was to reduce the stress and anxiety of being in this elevator. Just think, back in the 20s, you come into this caged device. Yeah. And what if you got claustrophobia, or if you don't like to,
being around strangers.
Yeah, being around strangers or crowds. All of a sudden, they shut the door. There's no way out, So they created elevator music to calm people down.
Really?
And then that's why it works so well at malls and shopping centers, even hear it at gas stations now. And that music kind of takes away some of the anxiety or those feelings of not being where you want to be.
Right, yeah.
Relaxes you.
You were at a conference with another person, and we're going to talk a little bit about the science behind music and the brain. And you were talking about that they were doing some imaging of a person's brain when music was playing. Talk about that imagery.
Well, what they did, they played the tango and they had a CT scan of the brain. And as the song moved along, you could see that the imagery lights up in different parts of the brain, but eventually it covers the whole brain. So therefore, like if you were to lose part of your ability to use your brains, maybe through stroke or dementia or something like that, there's still a part that's retaining the music. And that's why music is so important with people with dementia. And I think you have something to tell me about that.
My wife works at a nursing home or assisted living, but she worked at a nursing home in Minneapolis. And music therapy was a huge thing for residents with dementia because it brought something back in their memory that was there, but it never came out until they heard music from the era that they grew up in. The Beatles is a big deal for this older generation now because they lived with the Beatles being alive.
Right.
And, all these different things that they were. So it's a very big thing in their lives. And when you play that music now that they're in their 80s and 90s, it brings them back to when they were, 16 years old.
And that's the age I was going to tell you that. Basically, like for my dad's age, he was born in 1935. So if I didn't know what music that he liked, I would just add 15 years to it. So that'd be 1950, and you would look up the hits from different genres. Like, did he like, honky tonk, that, old country, like Hank Williams and then the beginnings of Johnny Cash? Was he listening to the beginnings of Elvis? Things like that. Because when you're at that age, that's when music really hits you. And that kind of brings conversation through your peers, because music, it stands out. It's something that got to be like a revolution, especially in that time, when Elvis showed up and started dancing like people didn't dance before. And it was a big shock. And it helped change the world and how we see things.
Yeah.
Because things were pretty straight line before that.
Yeah, it does. It does trigger the brain. It triggers memories that some people thought, I would have forgotten that, but all of a sudden you hear that favorite song, or people talk about their favorite love song and how that brings them back to their first love.
Sure.
So any final thoughts about music and the brain that you had learned?
Well, I think that if you could find music that works with a person that you're caregiving for, or you as a caregiver, to create a mood of sure. relaxation or upbeat, so that when you're doing tasks that you really don't like, it makes it a lot more pleasant.
Yeah, and that's why we all listen to music today. It just keeps us motivated, keeps us going. Don Posh with the Indigo, thank you so much for stopping in and chatting about this. We'll see you again in a few weeks.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.